Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? just like everything else. Those old crazy dreams just kind of came away. Oh,
ain't that America?
For you and me.
Ain't that America?
Something to see, baby.
Ain't that America? Home of the free.
Yeah, little pink houses for you. Well, there's people
and more people.
What do they know? No, no. Go to work in some high rise and vacation down at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. And there's winners
and there's losers.
But that ain't no big deal, 'cause a simple man, baby, pays the thrill. The pills that kill.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
Oh!
99.7 Max FM.
thorn twist in your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Sometimes you're crazy,
said I shot a man named Green, took his wife to Italy. She inherited a million bucks, and when she died, came to me. I can't help but if I'm lucky.
I'll stop the world and melt getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and
99.7 Max FM.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the, you know, the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel, you know, 110% confident, and, you know, I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not, you know, 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, I just, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 61 for a low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
I should have known better than to let you go alone. It's times like these.
Side.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
You know.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of Congress honored Charlie Kirk on Capitol Hill last night. Today, the man accused of murdering him will be in court to face state charges. FBI Director Kash Patel says 22-year-old Tyler Robinson has confessed to the killing. The National Guard is headed to Memphis.
FBI figures show Memphis ranks first in the country in the rate of violent crime. But local officials report making progress, claiming historic reductions, saying the murder rate is at a six-year low. Trump insists the city is overrun with crime and is vowing to take similar action in other cities run by Democrats.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. President Trump is headed to the UK today. He'll be in Windsor for a state visit with the King and Queen. He'll also be talking trade with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The Israeli military has begun its much-anticipated ground offensive targeting Gaza City. People still in the city warned they must move further south, even though many of them have insisted all along they have nowhere else to go. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague. Another Democrat joins the race for Wisconsin governor. State Senator Kel DeRoys of Madison joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the field to replace Governor Tony Evers, who's not seeking a third term. Two Republicans are running as well, and more candidates from both parties are expected. Canadian wildfire smoke has plagued the state for much of the summer, and the Department of Natural Resources has launched a new and improved air quality map. The online resource presents real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network in a color-coded guide to pollution levels. Beer drinkers, and Wisconsin has plenty of those, may be more